Gentlemen,
we are studying Perashat Pinchas. We'll just say one famous chiddush from the Gaon Hafetz Chaim. There is a census in this week's parasha, where after the plague of 24,000 people died in last week's parasha, so Borei Olam recounts Klal Yisrael to see how many people are left over. It's a sign of love, like a shepherd after his flock gets attacked. So now he takes inventory to see exactly how many people you have left. And in this census, we see something very, very strange. We see two families that are counted, and their numbers are very, very out of sync. What do I mean by that? We have the tribe of Binyamin. The tribe of Binyamin's final numbers, the pasuk says, Hamisha ve'arba'im elef ve'shesh me'ot. That means 45,600. The tribe of Dan was the second biggest tribe, only after the tribe of Yehuda, comes up with a final number of arba'a v'shishim elef ve'arba me'ot, 64,400. The Hafetz Chaim says that this is a very strange conclusion in the numbers, because if you know anything, Binyamin had 10 children, and Dan only had one child. Now he says, if you were to estimate who was going to have more descendants, but Binyamin starting off with 10 kids, and add to the fact that Dan's one son, his name is Hushim, was deaf. So he had a handicapped child that was a problem. He was a special child. Rav Palm says, imagine how it was when they used to go sit by Yaakov Abinu, all the children and grandchildren. Binyamin walks in with his 10 sons, the other tribes walk in with their 6 sons, with their 10 sons, 5 sons, and here Dan walks in with a handicapped son who's deaf. Probably goes through his mind, what's going to come out of this family? I only have one child, and look what it is, he can't even hear. True, Hoshim Ben Dan is famous for one episode, he was the one that killed Esav. But after that, we don't hear too much about him. So the Hafetz Chaim comes and points out and says, look, from this one deaf son came 64,400 descendants. And from the 10 children of Binyamin, came only in the 40s. So you see over here, you can't play God. You never know what's going to be. You never can calculate and estimate and say, this is a bad situation, this is a good situation. But the Olam is in control. Just like in the story of Hanukkah, we see the few were able to beat the many. There's no, against all odds, nobody can think. When it comes to Borei Olam, there's no statistics. This breaks the rules of all the statisticians and all the actuaries where they can't predict it. And that's a great lesson in Bitachon, that those that trust in God know that we break all rules. There was one rabbi, Rav Issel Zalman Meltzer, before he got married, they said that he had a disease and he's not going to live so long. And they told it to his wife before he got married. So they went to the Hafetz Chaim. The Hafetz Chaim said, not everybody that's sick dies young, and not everybody that's healthy lives long. The Rav Issel Zalman lived long into his 80s. So you see over here, whether it's the blessing of the Hafetz Chaim, but the understanding that Jews work above nature. And that's a great lesson also to people that have special children, that they have to understand also that from these children can come great, great descendants from Klal Yisrael. And they should give them chizuk and encouragement that there is great hope and aspiration that can even come from one single special Jew.